from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
With that said, our Dave Archer caught up with Raheem Morris after the game.
Raw, third preseason game in the books. There were a number of guys that went out and could be – really, you want to compete if you put the helmet on. I thought they did that.
You know, they did. They went out against that first team for the Jacks today, and they really fought. You know, the tough part for us as coaches and front office people is tomorrow in the next couple of days when you got to make these decisions, and they're never easy. And when they do get easy, that's probably when we shouldn't be doing this anymore. So we'll go out. We'll make the decisions. We'll get our team ready to go. And I can't wait to see those guys in helmets that didn't have helmets on the last couple of the weeks.
I was fortunate enough to be in there as you made your last address to this group of players. And what you talked about how there will always be Falcons. You love them for the effort they gave for you during OTAs, through training camp, and in these games.
They've done everything I've asked so far. When we talked about practice, we talked about how we practice, whether it was OTAs, whether it went to a tough training camp, whether it's been going on in these games, whether it's been playing or not playing, whether it's been being in the right spot at the right time. They've given me nothing but effort. They listened like I couldn't be more grateful and thankful to the guys in that room and what they've done. And for that, they will always be Falcons. No matter what people take from you, they're always going to be able to say that you were Falcon at that point in time during those moments. And they can't take that away from them.
Give us a 30,000-foot view of what the next 48, 72 hours. You got to get to Tuesday when you have to make this cut down. But how do you look at this thing? You look at it from inside out. You know who maybe 35 or 45 or 50 guys are going to be on this roster?
You know, obviously there's always a couple of guys you know is going to be on the roster. But really the ultimate goal is to find out who's the 48 going to play on game day. So the next couple of weeks you can define some of those roles, get some of those things clear. You'll be able to make some cuts, move on some people, put some people on practice squad, figure out where these things go, getting your week nicely into a nice rhythm before they get some off days. And then you come back and it's time to go versus the black and gold, man.
I know how much you care about these guys, but how much fun is it going to be for you guys to be able to go ahead and put the laboratory coats on now and start spinning that game plan to get ready for the Steelers?
There's nothing like that. You know, when you get into the lab, you get a chance to go in those dark rooms and talk with your guys and your fellow coaches, and you can really put together game plans to go out there and try to win. That's the beauty of football for all of us as coaches and players alike. Whoever can take that to the grass in the best ways, the guys can get the best results, and I can't wait to do that.
There he is, head coach Raheem Morris. Steelers are next.
Yes, they are. And by the way, who's the starting quarterback for the Steelers when they run in here? Oren? Turtle? Who's the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Mark Zeno? When we get to week one, who is it, Turtle?
It has to be Russell Wilson.
Russ?
And here's my theory. You can go from Fields to Wilson. You can't do the reverse.
Okay.
It doesn't. They're both going to start multiple games this year.
I think so, too.
I mean, I don't think they have it figured out. I've asked that question. Does it matter which one you go to, the elder guy versus the younger guy? It doesn't matter. In reality, the locker room is going to believe in one guy more than another. That's just the way it goes. Right?
Yep.
I mean, they're probably better off starting Fields and then going to Wilson because the ceiling for Fields is higher.
I agree with that.
Right? Like, when the ceiling for Fields, and if he doesn't get there first, you know, you might be in too big of a hole for him, for it to matter if he can get there from week eight on, right? So you have to hope that Fields hits the ceiling first, and if he doesn't, then Wilson can take over, and you're only going up from there, theoretically.
But if you don't start Russell Wilson, what does that then become for you?
It becomes nothing. It's $1 million you've paid him, and who cares? They're going to move on at the end of the season anyway. Listen, Steelers are not giving Russell Wilson a long-term deal.
No, this is a bridge year for both of these guys.
So, if anything, Justin's playing for his long-term future potentially there, but not Russell Wilson.
Well,
not,
I mean from a team perspective, from a culture, from locker room, like, if he starts acting a fool, are you going to just cut him?
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to do that.
I don't think he's going to act a fool. Yeah, I don't think you're going to see that.
He's done that everywhere he's been so far.
Well, he hated his situation with Sean Payton, and he didn't act a fool.
Again, I don't think – look, the dips on the plane and the quirkiness, that's not acting a fool. That's quirky, but he's not alienating the locker room. He's not hurting the team. He's not –
asking
you know,
for your own office isn't alienating the team.
Well, they let him do it. That's the problem. They let him do it, Turtle. You're right. But it's one thing if somebody said, nah, that's not going to work, player. You're going to have to be
so
in here
with
everybody else.
So you think he's been humbled enough to just play ball for
Absolutely.
The year?
I do. And you know why? Because he didn't have any power going there. He was relegated, Zeno, to here's your deal. Come on in and prove it. I'm just curious, and this is something we're going to talk about over the next few weeks. You're going to say Dukes and Bell doesn't matter. And Zeno's in for Mike. Yes, it does. Because I think Justin presents a different problem for our defense than Russ does. And so that from the first week matchup standpoint, it may matter. Here is our buddy Dave Archer also talking after the game. Final preseason game is done. Jacksonville came in here. I don't care about the score. Taylor Heinicke. You're keeping him on the roster? You're keeping Taylor Heinicke? You've got, obviously, Penix. We know the deal there. You're keeping three, right? You're keeping Heinicke?
No. I mean...
Of course you are.
No, you're not.
No?
There's no reason to waste the roster spot. There's just genuinely not. Like, at this point, you are loaded for bear. And depth in other positions is more important than depth at quarterback. You got to roll the dice with it. You have to – if you want to go in there and you want to try to, you know, win games early, especially against Pittsburgh, Kansas City,
Eagles.
Philadelphia,
yeah.
You know – you need all hands on deck, man. I don't know what – maybe later on in the year, but again
– Now, the new rule allows you to keep three, by the way. But yes.
It does, and he doesn't count towards the 53.
Correct.
You know, but still – I'm sorry. He doesn't count towards the 48 on game day. He counts towards the 53, man. He doesn't count towards the 48
on – they can be claimed off the practice squad, technically speaking.
Yeah, and but you can't put Heinicke on a practice squad. He's got too much seniority, right? He can't be a practice squad guy. So
I'm curious. Listen, they already let Paddix go, right?
What
Paddix,
is the reason to keep a third quarterback who's not going to see the field?
Well, a lot of teams, but this is the thing. Teams have run into this, as we saw 66 or 68 different quarterbacks last year through the course of a season. I think teams, and this is what the league said, the competition committee was like, we're worried about this as well. We have to make sure that teams are covered. I don't need my third string wide receiver coming in at quarterback at the end of the year when I don't have a guy that I can go to.
Again, if you get two quarterbacks hurt in a game,
it's possible.
You have bigger issues than not having the third quarterback on the roster.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if both quarterbacks are hurt at that point in time, you're making roster changes as soon as that Sunday game is over anyway.
I think you just
roll the dice. There's no reason.
I think it's a no-brainer. I think he's here, but let's hear what he had to say after the game. This is Arch with...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Taylor Heinicke.
Taylor, tough tonight. Certainly a little bit undermanned for you. You were out there with some guys that are scrapping to try to make the club, but you face the number one defense. Tell me about your mindset and what you're trying to get done out there.
Yeah, you know, obviously Miami wasn't good enough. Last week I thought we moved the ball very well, and then we knew we had a test coming up knowing that their starters were going to be out there, and I thought the guys came out with a great mindset. It's a chance for us to put some film out against number one, the ones on the other defense. So I thought we moved the ball pretty well. We just got the midfield installed out, you know, 2-3 times. So again, we'll go back, look at the film tomorrow, see what we can, you know, change or do better, and go from there.
You've played a lot of good football in this league here and in Washington. Tell me about some of the guys you played with. A couple of the wide receivers, Casey Washington, you hooked up with a couple times. Chris Blair was a guy you hooked up big time with last week. Tell me about those two guys.
Yeah, Casey, obviously he's a rookie this year, and he's put some really good things on tape. He's looked good through all OTAs, training camp. So again, I don't get many reps with him, but when he's out there, he looks really good. Chris Blair, obviously he came in last year, halfway through the season, and I got a lot of reps with him throughout last year and this year. So me and Chris, we have a great chemistry. Feel very comfortable when he's out there. I know where he's going to be, know what he's going to do. So you know, I'm a big fan of both those guys.
There's so much value to a veteran like you having you in positions where you've got younger players like that. Tell me about how you walk those guys through, kind of keep those guys' minds in the game and try not to let them get down on any particular play.
Yeah, you know, the thing I try and portray to them is, hey, this is supposed to be fun. Don't beat yourselves up each play. You know, if you mess up, hey, move on. And again, you know, I try and speak very slow in the huddle to kind of point to where the concepts are going, just so we have a smooth operation. There's nothing worse than going out there, people lining up wrong, getting penalties, going backwards. So you know, the more I can help those guys and little things like that, you know, it's great for us.
A couple of patented Taylor Heinicke Houdini acts tonight. Tell me about a couple of those escapes you had.
Yeah, the one that comes out in my mind is the one I kind of just ducked under this dude, and kind of flipped it to Carlos. It reminded me of last year when we played Tennessee, and I forget his name. I think it's Jeffrey Simmons, big dude, and I kind of just ducked under him. Yeah, I don't know how I do it. It kind of just happens. Yeah. But yeah, you know, football's fun, man. I grew up watching Brett Favre, and he used to make crazy plays like that. So just trying to portray that.
Well, you're portraying your own self. You've made a lot of plays. Tell me about your mindset now as we go into these next few days. You've been through this before, all that kind of stuff. Tell me what you're thinking.
Yeah, you know, it's out of my control. I feel like I did everything I could this offseason and during training camp, and we'll see what happens. You know, I want to be a Falcon. You know, the future looks really bright here. I feel like we have a really good roster. Probably one of the best rosters I've been on in 10 years I've been in the league. So, yeah, I would love to be a part of it. But if not, you know, again, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I just want to keep playing football.
Taylor, it's always been fun to talk to you. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, listen, and again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone.
Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.